You know, last week I talked to you. I've had a real burden on my heart because I tried to release it last week, but it's still here. And that's this thing. You know, I talked to you about if hell has a characteristic, it's one of deception, distraction. To have you distracted. And that's why there's so many voices out there, so many things going on. If you even watch the world news tonight, there's so much going on. And the thing is, the scripture is real clear, looking into Jesus, the author and finisher of faith. Alpha, Omega, first, last, beginning, and the end. And don't forget, everything in between. And I've determined not to know anything but what? Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And when it says in Revelation so many times, it says, holding the beginning of your confidence. What was the beginning of your confidence? Jesus. What's the end of your confidence? Jesus. And everything in between and all the stuff you're living in, Jesus said what? In me you'll have peace. In the world you're going to have hell. That's it. But be of good comfort. I've overcome the world. You're in it, but you're not of it. And there's so many deceiving things going on today. It's awful. And the thing, we was reading this Saturday. It's the final quest. Several years old. And he says here, as I was listening, I compelled to look toward the thrones beside us. Immediately, I saw a man that I recognized. He had been a great evangelist when I was a child. Many felt that he had walked in more power than anyone since the early church. I had read about him. I'd listened to some of his recorded messages. And it was hard, it says, it was hard not to be touched by his genuine humility, the obvious love he had for the Lord and the people. Even so, I also felt that some of his teachings had gone seriously awry. I was surprised, but also relieved to see him sitting on the great throne. I was captured by his humility and love that still exuded from him. As I turned to the Lord and asked if I could talk to him, I could see how much the Lord obviously loved this man. However, the Lord would not permit me to speak with him, but motioned for me to continue walking. I just wanted to see him here, the Lord explained. I just wanted you to see him here, the Lord explained, and understand the position that he has with me. There is so much for you to understand about him. He was a messenger of my last day church, but the church could not hear him for some reason that you must understand in time. He did fall into discouragement, delusion for a time, and his message was distorted. It must be recovered, as well as parts that I have given to others, which has also been distorted. I knew that everything had happened here for perfect timing with all I was meant to learn, and began to think about how seeing this man must be related to what we had just talked about, the potential of the power of corruption. Yes, there's a great danger in walking in great power. The Lord responded, "It has happened to many of my messengers, and that is part of the message they are to give to my last day church." That's what we're doing, okay? You must walk in my power, even with much greater power than experience. But if you ever start to think that the power is my endorsing you or even your message, you will open the door to the same delusion. Now, if Eric was here, he'd say that again. So I'm going to say it again. If you ever think or start to think that my power is my endorsing you or even your message, you will open the door to the same delusion. The Holy Spirit is given to testify of me and me only. If you're wise, like Paul, you will learn to glory more in your weakness than in your strengths. True faith is a true recognition of who I am. It is nothing more, nothing less. But you must always remember, even if you abide in my presence, even if you see me as I am, you can still fall if you turn away from me to look back at yourself. That is how Lucifer fell. He dwelt in this room. He beheld my glory and the glory of my Father. However, he began to look at himself more than he looked to us. He then began to take pride in his position and power. This has also happened to many of my servants who are allowed to see my glory and who were trusted with that power. If you begin to think that it is because of your wisdom, your righteousness, or even your devotion to pure doctrine, you'll stumble. Now, I want us to develop a real healthy fear of God here. Okay? And that doesn't mean it's based on us, but it is based on us holding our beginning confidence steadfast to the end, because the trying of your faith, the trying of what? Your faith. It's really his faith. What the devil's after is to take your confidence in what he's done for you away and start showing you some other way. But there's not another way. Never will be another way. He is the only way, the truth, and the life, and no one goes to the Father except through him. Period. There's no other way. But the enemy will always, hath God said that you can eat of every tree? No. He said we can only eat of that one in the middle. Oh, she said, the day we eat, we'll die. He said, you'll not surely die. But God knows the day you eat there, you'll be like him. The deception was they already were. Right? And then she saw it, lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. And she took and ate it and gave it to her husband. See, that's the deception of you. What's Satan called? The great deceiver. He is the deceiver. You know, in Matthew 24, I'm not going to preach my message because we're going to have communion. We got a lot of people not here, but I know I preach life all the time. That's what I'm going to preach. But there's times when I've got to warn the sheep not to be distracted. You know, in Matthew 24, he said, chapter 24, they said, Master, when are you going to come? What's the signs of your coming? And he'll say, oh, there'll be many false prophets and teachers come to deceive many. But don't be deceived. Nations will lift up sword against nations and all this. Five times in that chapter, he says, be not deceived. Five times he said what? Be not deceived. Why? That's the enemy's number one job, is to deceive you. Call you, distract you from what's really important. Amen? And our job is to hold the beginning of our confidence in Christ until the end. Determining not to know anything but Jesus Christ and him crucified. That's life. Because he is life. He is your life. And so I just kind of lay a foundation here. I just want you to understand where I'm coming from. But see, there's going to be, like, I know all these guys he's talking about. I can probably tell you who it is. That had great healing ministries like nobody else ever had. All of a sudden, they started taking on a calling that wasn't theirs. And one of them began to teach the serpent seed is what got him sidetracked. His focus wasn't on the author and the finisher, but was on the deception, the serpent seed. I don't care about the serpent seed. You're born again of an incorruptible seed. By the word that lives and abides forever.